This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 8th. God's word to you today is questions and answers, and this is part 6. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verses 4 to 6, and it says, "Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well." Question: when it comes to healing, what are the necessary criteria? Answer: every case is different, and it is important that we say that up front. There are a lot of variables that come into play, particularly with healing. Firstly, the gifting of the person praying. The truth is, we do not all have the same gifts. However, there are some basic baselines that we can call upon as believers. Mark 16 verse 17 says, "These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages." We can call on that basically, but we all have different gifts. We all are anointed differently. The other aspect could be what Jesus spoke about in Matthew 17, verse 21, from the KJV version, which says, "Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." It may be that kind. There are some kinds that you need to dig deep and crack. Some of these things are to stretch us because everybody must grow. There cannot be a single answer for every situation. He gave gifts to men. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are the conduit through which the miraculous flows. Our focus over the next couple of days are going to be on the sign gifts. Please read 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 to 12. Another word for gifts is charisma, which means spiritual endowment or miraculous faculty. It is the enablement from above to do what you ordinarily have not been able to do. Things would be impossible for you to repeat, even if you choose to, except the Lord enables it. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 1 from the King James Version says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." This verse speaks volumes. Concerning spiritual gifts, a lot of Christians are ignorant. God does not want us to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. Concerning spiritual gifts, God does not want us to sit on the fence or be unsure or oblivious of what spiritual gifts entail. As we are different and many, we are one body. Yet, the same way the body has many parts that function in different ways, and because of the way the different parts of the body have to function, they are shaped, gifted in a particular way. So also, we are gifted and shaped in different ways, so that when we come together, the body is strong and powerful, not leaving ministry to be done by a superstar pastor or a superstar pastor and some superstar ministers, and everyone else is a spectator. God is saying, you are part of the action. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, as part of Christ's body, help me perform my own special function in a way that brings health to the body and glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.